Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Immunotherapies are the best cancer-fighting tools today, but they're expensive. They're customized to each patient, activating the person's immune system to kill cancer cells.
Now there's an exciting alternative that's not only cheaper, but may activate any person's immune system against cancer, a sort of universal cancer vaccine.
Researchers have been injecting tumors with viruses and a variety of molecules in hopes of finding ones that would activate the body's immune system to kill cancer cells.
Though they thought they found some that work in animals, none worked in humans, until a group of scientists at Stanford decided to test 20 molecules they believe might work.
They induced tumors in mice by injecting them just below the skin in two spots on the abdomen. Once the tumor started growing, they injected the 20 molecules alone or in combinations into one of the two tumors.
They hit the jackpot with one pair of molecules. One is a small DNA molecule called CpG, and the other is an antibody called OX40. Both stimulate the immune system to enhance its cancer-fighting activity.
Alone, the two molecules had little effect on the tumors, but injected together, the injected tumors disappeared in under 10 days. Even the uninjected tumors in the same animal disappeared within 20 days.
Amazingly, 87 of the 90 mice tested were cured of their cancers. Even in three mice where the cancer returned, the tumors regressed when they were re-injected.
A clinical trial is already planned with 15 cancer patients. How amazing if the trials work and a cancer vaccine becomes a reality.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.